Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Pro. This is Dr. John Stamey. I'm live in the sun and fun capital of the world, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, where it is absolutely beautiful tonight. And we are so glad to have everybody with us. We're going to have, as usual, an incredible show and a fun show. We want to thank listeners of WLSC AM and FM for being with us. Loris Myrtle Beach, it's going to be a blast. I'm glad you're here with us. And also, we couldn't be here tonight on WLSC AM and FM without the help of Transamerica, the great life insurance company out of, believe it or not, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. They keep us all insured and safe. So just remember, call Transamerica, 843-655-8775 if you need some life insurance. Right now, I want to turn this show over to my partner in crime and very, very good friend and a member of the Carolina Wrestling Hall of Fame, the amazing Velvet. How you doing down there in Ravenel, Velvet?
I'm doing good. Malcolm, if you're making noise, mute yourself, buddy.
Okay, sorry.
You're eating dinner. We can hear it. Mute your mic. We're going to be an extension from Pulp Culture Stars tonight. We have Tim. We have Todd. I don't know where Dave's at. But we're going to continue what we normally do on Wednesday night on Pop Culture Stars tonight on Pro Wrestling Interviews. So, guys, I have to tell you a little something, a little story today, okay?
Hold on. Velvet, hold on.
Yes?
I've got bad news. Dave Atwell is here.
All right, Dave. Where you at, Dave?
I think everybody else can go then. Dave's here. He can talk for an hour.
Tim's here, Dave.
I know, right?
Well, somebody came on
here,
from.
I'm not.
Someone came on. Maybe it was 910. Who just came on the line and I just let on? Tell me. Was it a shapeshifter?
It is Papa Stroh, maybe?
No.
Is it
I don't
Dave?
Know. Maybe they. Let me see. They may have.
Only
I'm
the
here.
Shadow knows.
Ooh. Well, Tim's here and Todd's here.
3413, it is Susan Green.
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, Susie. All right.
Hey.
Cool.
Great,
right,
Susan
so,
Green, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Great. So like I was
Another
stating, we're
of the Carolina
we're gonna,
Hall of Fame.
Right, exactly. So we usually do some odd topics on Pop Culture Stars, but I thought they would find this. We could expand on this or not, but I'm going to tell you what happened today. So normally on Sunday at our household, we sleep in, maybe go to breakfast or have breakfast at the house, whatever. Well, that didn't happen. We got up super early, and we decided we were going to go run some errands. So we went and ate, and the place we ate at used to be called Voodoo. It's now called Caroline's Aloha Bar, and we're like, okay, cool. So we get in there, and they have a thing on every second Sunday of every month. They have Queen Bingo. And I went, I got to check this out. I got to see what it is. Let's drag Queen Bingo on. I said, cool. I said, so I'm sitting at a table, and I look at my wife and my daughter and said, you know what? Maybe Velvet ought to make an appearance. My daughter goes, I want to go to Queen Bingo. If you dress up, I'm not going. I was like, that's not fair. Anyway, so it even gets better. So we went other places.
So
and
just,
you know,
to be clear, for breakfast, it was, Dad, we can't take you anywhere.
Correct, pretty much. So... It was rather funny because I asked the guy, listen, I didn't know this. They said you have to have a reservation and you have to put $15 down on the table. So I was willing to do that, and it didn't happen because the guy goes, well, you're going to be on – listen, honey, you're going to be on the wait list. So you need to call in a month in advance. So if you want to get in July, you might want to call early. I went, okay. So we leave there, right? It gets better. Oh, yes, it gets better. So today was Queen Day, if you haven't understood the theme so far. So we went to Costco, did that, and then we ended up at Walmart. My daughter had to get a pair of shorts for work, so we ended up there because they didn't have any in Costco. So anyway, I'm not even paying attention. I've zoned out, and my wife goes, oh, my God. And my daughter's like, don't tell Dad, don't tell Dad. I'm like, what? I wasn't even paying attention. She goes, you did not see what just passed you. I said, no, I did not. Straight dude in a dress with a beard and a mask. I went, shut up. So I walked around the corner. There he is. Beautiful green dress, his full beard, and his mask on. I went, he's sexy. And it's all his hair and his chest was hanging out of his top, too. It was like, oh, yes, I love it. So then I'm like, okay, cool. All right, cool. I said, it's one of Velvet's friends. Don't everybody calm down. It's okay.
Right.
I zone out again. Here comes a dude in, like, tuxedo pants with the stripe, his black pants with the white stripes down them. He had his shirt tucked in the front. It was a French tuck in the front, and his tail was out in the back. He had a scarf on, and he had a tiara, and he was walking right at us. I said, all right, I got to leave, y'all. That's it. I've had enough. And I said, why did y'all take
Velvet,
me? I said,
Velvet, hold on. You can't leave because Granny Hulkster is here.
Oh, no, Granny. Welcome, Granny.
Hello, everybody. I'm sorry I'm a few minutes late.
That's okay.
I just got home from a wrestling show in Springdale.
Nice. Very good.
And Granny was part of a debate tonight at the wrestling show.
Boy. Cool.
And Granny actually got in the ring to help one of my favorite people.
Yay.
Because he abused my three other guys.
To Hulk Hogan?
Well, there's a story behind this whole situation, you know. So, and I apologize. Granny doesn't have much of a voice left after tonight.
It's all good.
Who was it?
Well, okay, let's put it this way. You know, and I told you all about what happened last month at WCWA with Will Alday and the magnificent Malico. Malico could not be there because he got hit by a car, and they gave Will Alday the championship belt that Malico had. Well, after they did the 15-man battle royal to determine the number one contendership, they had a contract signing. Of course, Will Alday comes out with the belt, and Malico's walking out on crutches because he got hit by a car last month. He got run over on the street in front of his house because Will Alday underpaid somebody to hit him with the car.
All right. Awesome.
Well, all of a sudden, these two big black guys come out, and I'm sure Will Alday has something with paying them off. And, you know, Will Alday is saying things like that he was Granny's late-night snack or I was his late-night snack. And I said,
no,
Will
boy.
Alday, this is a family show, you know. So I said, don't even go there. Well, you know, and Malico says, Granny, we got us a challenge, you know, because he signed the contract. Well, Will Alday and those two goons of his start taking Malico's and hitting Malico with the crutches and beating him up. Well, they all get out of the ring and they go back to the back and Malico's calling my name. So Granny had to help getting in the ring because unfortunately there was no set of steps for me to walk up on.
No,
because they didn't
boy.
Bring the steps out tonight because of the battle royal. So I had to help get in the ring and then I help and Malico's like grabbing my leg. Granny's grabbing my leg, and I'm standing there with this crutch in my hand saying, Will Alday, you're nothing but a piece of crap. You know?
Yeah.
And, So then they get me out of the ring and, you know, the show's over with and everything. But next month is going to be very interesting. I can't wait to go back next month and see what happens. But I did tell them.
Cool.
I said, next time, boys, make sure you set a step for Granny so I can get in that ring a lot easier.
All right. So
short story version of kind of what took place tonight.
Right.
That was
cool.
A short story?
Stop it, Todd.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear what
all
you
right.
said, Todd.
I asked, that was a short story?
Well, that was just the short version of it. I mean, I didn't want to go into long detail. I wanted to keep it, you know.
We only have an hour on this
pretty
show.
Limited.
We only have an hour.
Okay, we got a big announcement. Papa Stro has entered the building.
Oh,
yay.
Papa Stro. Hey. Everybody's
hot tag,
here.
Hot tag, brother.
Yeah, I know how to feed. I'll get it.
Feed me.
What'd you do? Did you go film this weekend? You riding back?
Yeah, I'm on my way back. Yeah, it was pretty good this weekend. We're in the middle of filming The Devil's Daughter. So, you know, we were judged for that. So far, so good.
Good. I love hearing about your stories when you're coming back. I like it.
It's great, man. I can't wait for y'all to see the film, man. It's coming along really good.
Well, great. I can't wait to see it either. You've talked so much about it, I'm like, come on, we got to have it.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, you know,
we don't have too much further to go, so, you know.
Good. I can't wait.
Soon.
All right, so Tim, Dave, did Dave come back on or he didn't make it? Okay, I guess not. So Todd and Tim and myself and we made fun of Dr. John a little bit last week. Well, at least I did.
Why are you making fun of me, Velvet?
Hey, because I can't my name. I ran to the kitchen. I thought I heard my name.
Yes, we heard you. Yes, we talked about you. We knew you were in the kitchen eating. So anyway, anyway, now we had an interesting topic on Wednesday night. We talked about you know, aliens and UFOs. Were they? You know,
the government. The government's pretty much let the cat out of the bag for that, right?
I know, right? I know. It's like Vince McMahon letting the cat out of the bag on us. I mean, come on. I mean, it was awesome. So Todd and
Vince McMahon smartened up everybody up on the business.
I know, right? We just got smartened up because you know, in about another 5 years, Area 51 will be Disney World again. So it'll be fun.
Yeah.
It'll be an amusement park, you know, with rides and ferries and aliens.
I'm going to get my tickets early, yeah.
I know, right? So we all were saying some stuff, and Todd was trying to be the one, the voice of reason, I think, for maybe 10 minutes till he fell down the rabbit hole with us.
Bless Todd, man.
It was.
Todd,
a black hole.
So we got to the point where I think at the end of it was like, were we being harvested for food, or were they just going to come and take over the planet, or what? But my question is, what if the aliens are really queens and they just want to come hang out with us and do drag?
You know what? I think the reason why they stay away from us, I think they think we're nuts. Think humanity is crazy.
Oh, it is. We are. I love messing.
Papa Stray, you want to scare the aliens? Have them meet me, the first one. They'll go back in a hurry.
No, they're just gonna take. They're just gonna take you back home.
Don't get pissed off at me when I say that. That Superman was alien.
Yes, yeah, right. But
yeah.
But they if they see Malcolm first, they're gonna say, "Hey, brother, we missed you. We left you here. Come home with us."
Yes, they will.
It'd be
yes,
like Richard Dreyfuss and Close Encounters of that kind. You give me weapon mouth
right.
with open arms.
Right. So, Tim and Todd, you guys are too quiet. You're never quiet on Pop Culture Stars. You know,
uh-huh.
we have a safe. They have a safety word on Pop Culture Stars. If you guys here don't know them on Pro Wrestling Interviews, but if you feel unsafe or scared or you want to change the subject, all you got to do is say midget porn. That's it. That's the safety word.
Oh,
midget
yeah,
porn.
Just like the Pee Wee Herman Playhouse. With the magic word.
Right.
Yeah.
Midget porn. I think Tim gets a kick out of that.
I do. Nice. I do.
So you guys what are some of the Tim, since you're talking to me right now, what are some of the crazy things that y'all have talked about on Pop Culture Star? Just kinda give us a little history into what goes on Wednesday night.
Oh boy!
I'm putting you on the spot,
pretty wide
brother.
Area.
Yeah,
we talked about everything.
Hey, brother.
Football.
Hot ten.
Say what?
Hot tag.
Hot ten.
Oh, but I don't know. We've had all
hot
kinds of different guests in the show.
So in other words, you're saying we just have fun, it's crazy, we talk about whatever, and normally it starts with Todd going, sending a text out saying, what do you say, Todd, when you send that text out?
Do we have a subject for tonight?
Correct. Todd is always on, what is the subject for tonight? Well, tonight is craziness with you guys. Come on, Todd, give us a little something that you normally do on y'all show. Come on.
Oh,
hit us with something.
It's pretty wide, free, and open. We talk everything from comic books to the movie
action figures.
Universe of comics. We've discussed action figures and this, you know, the different kinds of toys we had growing up and stuff. I mean, you know, from the old, the larger G.I. Joes with the kung fu grip and all that back in the day. We're all over the place. Truth be told, it would, you know, because we never really know what we're going
to
talk about.
Hang on.
So just
one at a time.
COVID, too.
One at a time.
It's almost like a weeknight acid trip. You never know what's going to happen.
Acid trip, yeah.
It pretty much is. It really is. It's a load of fun. If you've never been on Pop Culture Stars on Wednesday night, feel free to call in or listen in at popculturestars.com. These guys have a great time. They're having fun. It's really laid back. And then sometimes we don't fall in just one rabbit hole. Sometimes we fall in a couple because we can't help ourselves. So
it's kind of like
I
the Laugh-In of podcasts. Remember Laugh-In, the show Laugh-In?
Yeah, it pretty much is. It really is.
All right, Velvet announcement. We got two new people calling in. One is area code 803-307. Who's that?
Tennis.
And we got 404-957. Who is that? I don't recognize that number.
Hello,
404-957. Going once, going twice.
Hello.
Hello.
Silent.
Is it Brian? Unmute yourself, Brian. Where's Kyle at?
Where's Kyle? Who's Kyle?
Exactly. Who's Kyle? All right. Well,
oh,
yeah,
right.
I don't want to hang in there. Hey, there you are.
Can anybody hear
me? Ryan. Yeah, we can hear you from yourself.
Okay.
All right,
Roger,
there?
Can you hear me?
Do you know who Kyle is and where he's at?
I haven't heard. Last time I heard, he was baked fried chicken, eating a big old chicken box.
All right, there you go. We are loaded tonight.
Nobody knows where he is, Dave, but he does.
He knows where he's at. Right?
Is that Malcolm?
So it is Malcolm.
It sure is.
Hey, Todd.
All day, every day.
I got a great subject for pop culture stars coming up. Why don't we talk about the changing of the music industry from 33 and 45 records to 8-track tapes to cassette tapes to CDs to Blu-ray? That'll really mess your head up.
Vinyl is king, baby. Vinyl is king.
Yep. Thank you very much, baby. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I want to win that race.
Here come the Elvis impersonation.
Susan.
As long as you're not Swain Whitman.
Malcolm.
All right. Yeah,
Malcolm.
We're losing control fast, y'all.
The other day, Jesse said your laugh was his favorite part of Devil's Tale Retro.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I thought your laugh's pretty cool.
Malcolm's got a new fan, Jesse.
Susan Green, were you a big Elvis fan?
I was. I shouldn't say I was. I met the man in at Memphis at one of the wrestling shows. And
oh, wow. Cool.
Awesome. Sat there, and in the process, he came over. And I was in my gear looking through the curtain, and he says, "Are you scheduled to wrestle?" And I said, "No, I just come dressed this way to get in free."
Dirty. She don't work Elvis, y'all.
Yeah. And he said, "You don't even know who I am." And I said, "But I know who you look like." And I said, "But I don't see any bodyguards around you, so you must not be him." And about that time, the Memphis Mafia walked out.
Oh, wow.
And he invited me to come to Graceland to swim at the pool. In the program, it talked about me being a swimmer, and then Priscilla came out and wanted to know how I knew Elle, and then he came to watch me wrestle last night, and it's like a likely story.
He was in love with
Graceland for about an hour and then left. Yeah.
Oh, Elvis was in love with Susan Green, y'all.
Susan, you met two versions of Elvis. You met real Elvis, and you met the honky-tonk man.
I met the real deal.
That's right.
Actually went on Graceland.
On it. Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. That's a great story.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That's a cool memory. Yeah, Priscilla was jealous of you. That's what is up with that. She knew what was up. Elvis out there trying to get on some of that.
Yes.
Unfortunately, unbeknownst to him, he was barking up the wrong tree. But I think he would have found that out very quickly.
I'm a more chance than him.
Oh, wow. That's funny.
Hey, Velvet, you were talking about topics that we have on pop culture stars. One just happened to come to me. I can't believe I couldn't think of it earlier. We like to often talk about our love for Brett Favre, right?
Oh, God.
Brett Favre, wow.
He's just saying that because I'm a Viking fan. I know. Thanks a lot, buddy. How about let me know when the Colts win the damn Super Bowl? Be quiet. Let me know when Indiana wins the national championship.
Hey, Dave,
ladies,
I wanted to ask you, you're a Minnesota Vikings fan. Why do you hate the color yellow? Yellow's in the Vikings color, purple, yellow, white.
Oh, my God. Okay. But it's purple.
Follow
white.
The yellow brick road, Malcolm.
Thank you. And that leaves the Green Bay, and you put on a cheese head, and then you lose your damn mind.
Cheese head, yes.
Well, all right. I got something for
you. Papa Stroke can't hate him because he's a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Black, yellow, and white.
Right? Yeah, well, it's not green and yellow, so he's okay with that. It's black and yellow.
Yeah.
Black and gold.
Exactly.
Black and gold, sir. So
my
Todd
my high school college
Kent.
Was green and yellow, dear Lord.
Right, exactly. So what did y'all think about today, Phil Mickelson at 50 years of age winning the PGA Championship? I thought it was pretty awesome myself.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
50
you
years
know,
old, 50?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, that is one of the few sports for somebody that's long in the tooth that they can still pull from stuff off. We've seen it before with Jack Nicholson.
Yep.
He just went down and hit three.
Jack Nicholson, this half and half tease for you, buddy.
Right. So he went down in history books today being the oldest person to win a championship at 50 years of age, 11 months, and 7 days. So that was pretty cool.
That's all. Yeah, that is great.
I'll tell you what, some people might call me an a-hole for this, but I still root for Tiger Woods, but I don't think he's ever coming back after his accident. I don't know.
Oh, no, I don't think so either.
But I was kind of cheering for him to come back, and I think he did have a couple wins there, but, you know, like him or hate him, whatever, he's still going to be one of the top golfers, like top 5 golfers.
Reminds me of the water boy with Adam Sandler where he's talking to his daddy, and he said that daddy's saying, Come on, Junior. We can make be famous like Tiger Woods and his daddy.
And his daddy. Don't stay in school. Don't be good at the NFL. But I actually got the chance to go out Tuesday earlier in the week and do the practice round out at Kiowa at the championship.
Nice.
I'm gonna tell you something. It was
awesome. That's awesome.
The weather was great. I got to see Brooks Koepka, Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy. We saw a good bit of golfers, and it was pretty good. And I tell you what, I fell in love with a dude. He's now my new golfer. His name is Eric Van Ruhen. He's from South Africa, but I did not know this when I met him Tuesday. That he actually went to the University of Minnesota on a golf scholarship, and he's a Golden Gopher, and I did not know it. If I'd have known that, I said I'm wearing Viking stuff. Well, actually, he talked to me today. He texted me today and said that just because we had like 2 seconds of conversation, he goes, doesn't mean I don't care about my fans, but I'm the only one that he texted. Because he remembered me because we were talking about Minnesota and stuff like that, and then I found out he was a Gopher, so it was pretty cool. But he texted me today after Mickelson won, so that was pretty cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So, yeah. I thought
yeah,
so.
Yeah, the pictures look great, Velvet. He took the golf course.
Oh, yeah.
It looked really cool.
And I'm going to tell you something. We walked 6 holes and probably walked 5 miles. There's no way I could have done
wow.
18. I was hurt. I was like, I looked at my buddy and said, yeah, I'm going to stay right here. I caught the squad at.
Oh, wow.
We started on the back 9, turned around, came back, and watched the practice tee and the practice driving range and we saw all the stars there. We spent about an hour, hour and a half there, and then we left because that was right by 18. That was right by 18. Then we left and walked all the way to Green 2 and T-Box 3, and it took us a half hour or more to walk there. And I went, I'm done. I said, there's no way I'm going to get the front nine and then turn around and come down the back nine. I said, forget it. I was like, I'm out. That was, we watched a par 5 2-hole, which was pretty cool. And then them teeing off over the people in the water from T-Box 3, which was pretty cool. And the wind was rough, man. These guys were trying to keep it inside the fairway, and none of them could do it. It was, the wind was whipping about 20, 25 miles an hour. It was brutal.
Wow.
Brutal.
Wow.
But, yeah, it was fun to watch. It was
Hello.
Cool. Hello. Hi, Brian.
Oh, I thought,
still looking for
I
Kyle.
Thought somebody said hello. I'm sorry.
Hello. Hello. Everybody say hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Commercial break time.
Everybody knows, not everybody, but Sinister here is getting to do a jiu-jitsu fight, and I want to hear more about it. We've talked a little bit about it, but I know you're getting ready. It's in July. So how's your training going with that, Sinister? How's that coming along?
It's brutal, but it's coming along. Because I had to actually go train today, and it's a process.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, with anything, it's a process. You know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, it's just trying to remember everything, and especially with the meal plan as far as the diet, you know, just getting enough sleep.
Right.
Getting back up and then, you know, getting your day started again. You know, constantly looking at YouTube and videos and just doing what
right.
I can.
Right.
Yeah.
Doing your homework on, you know, you got to do your homework and you got to put in the time and the effort. I mean, that's good. We can't wait. I know Susie and I talked about going and probably getting some more people to go. And what is that date again? So we know. So everybody here knows.
July the 24th.
July 24th.
Yeah, I think it was being Evans Township Auditorium, North Columbia County Auditorium.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a big major tournament show. So, you know, people from Augusta, Atlanta, South Carolina, you know, all the way from kids to adults, you know, all different.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Now go for it, brother.
Awesome. That's
yes.
awesome. I can't wait for that. That's going to be great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Man, we're so proud of you, bro. Just so you know, that we're going to be there to support you and all that because, you know, you're one of us. You're also a wrestler. But, you know, you do MMA, you do jiu-jitsu, and you're at what belt are you now, a brown?
Yeah, jiu-jitsu, I'm at brown. So.
Right, brown, okay.
That's awesome.
Oh, thank you. I just... trying my best, so if guys come up, I'm trying my best not to let you down.
Oh, you ain't gonna let us down, bro. You could never do that, man.
You
could never
do
that.
You got this, brother. You got this.
Never let us down, man. We love you too much.
Yeah, not gonna happen.
Yeah, you're not gonna let us down at all, dude. All right, so July 24th, y'all, that's gonna get, you know what? It'll be here before you know it, and we'll be ready. We'll be right there waiting on it and waiting to see you. July 23rd is a Friday, so that's good for me. I don't know about anybody else, but that's good for me. But we'll make
Sinister,
it happen.
Sinister, you
yeah.
do better than the Raiders, that's for sure, man.
Holy crud.
Oh, man.
That's awesome, Susan.
Yeah.
What do you got coming up? Have you figured out? Did you talk to Mike Ellison about what we talked about?
We're playing phone tag with each other right now.
What's that? I missed that.
We're playing phone tag.
He left
his phone and I talked to his daughter, and then whenever he called, I was at church and I missed the call.
All
and
right.
I called back, so we're in the works.
Okay, cool. So it was supposed to be Pop Culture Stars, guys, but it feels like we're still doing Wednesday anyway with everybody jumping in there. Brian, so what have you been doing on your WSC Lounge? Who have you had recently as guests?
Well,
Brian? A wet bar?
Do I know?
I was how curious you did. Do you have a wet bar?
The last show that I did was in April. I had Tom and Bob on, the hosts of the one with Tom and Bob too. Show that
okay.
They're big wrestling
right.
fans and they interview celebrities and before that I had on actor. Forbes March, he used to be on One Life to Live, and he was also on. He was also on. What was the name of that show? It was a sci-fi show. I can't remember the name. Can't remember the name of it. But he was on before that. But I haven't done any shows lately due to everything
health
going
issues.
On my health, but
okay.
Yeah, but I'm planning on starting back sometime in June.
Okay, cool.
Hey, Brian.
Well, let us know,
you know
what's going
you
on.
You ought to interview most of your guests because they're mostly from soap operas. You ought to do it in a bathtub, man.
Oh my God. Oh, that sounds like something hard.
Well, actually, my guests are not mostly from soap operas, Malcolm. I interview soap stars, singers, celebrities, all kind of different people, pro wrestlers,
Kyle.
Actors, actresses,
and Kyle, when
comedians.
You, you are a comedian. Whenever
Brian,
you find
Brian,
Kyle.
What's your favorite soap opera? What's your favorite soap opera, Brian?
General Hospital.
General Hospital, but before that, when it was on
one
the
life
air,
to live.
One Life to Live.
I knew that.
Oh,
I knew the
wow.
answer to that.
That's amazing, Velvet. No pun intended.
You know, he did like As the World Turns, but he saw that Malcolm was on there, and he just wanted to get off.
No,
oh,
actually,
oh,
I never watched As the World Turns that much, so.
You know, Malcolm was on Dallas back in the day. He was the one who shot JR. Oh, sorry, Susan.
So
that was a spoiler alert. Sorry, Susie.
Dave, I actually met the lady, Mary Crosby, that shot JR.
Oh, that's nice. So Todd, I want to know if I have your blessing and approval. My daughter is having her end of the year band banquet, and I wanted to wear a nice, pretty sundress with my shoulders out and a beautiful hat like I was going to the Kentucky Derby. Is that going to be good?
Well, your daughter may not show up.
I was waiting for Todd to yell midget porn.
No, actually, I want to know how are you accessorizing?
Listen, honey, I'm the best. Listen,
I mean,
I'll tell you one thing: tape does wonders for your bus line. Okay.
Oh, man.
It not only holds race cars together.
It holds them all together, honey. It's his hell getting off.
Yeah, Dave, you color coordinate real good, like at the Hall of Fame ceremony. The purple pants that shined and the T-shirt with the eyeballs with the eyelashes and the lips on it.
Yeah.
I mean, that looked.
Oh boy. That shirt. Anyway, Todd, what did you say?
Oh, I was just saying it's going to be a velvet bustier.
That's it, baby. That's right. I'll be showing off some cleavage.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Oh, that was funny. Tim's probably like, I went back in the kitchen to eat. I am not listening. He's going, la, 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 la. I'm not listening to this.
I think Malcolm's trying to tell you your lips are over, Velvet. They're pretty over.
Right?
He loves you, kid.
Holy cow. Oh, my goodness. I have to find some really big hooker heels, though. I have to have heels, okay? No less than 4 inches, honey. No less. Oh, my God. That's too funny. Oh, this is funny as all get up. So, Dr. John, you've been awful quiet.
Yes, sir.
Are you taking notes or something? Or are you looking at you had that visual in your head? You know.
No, I've actually been laughing and not trying to be so loud. This stuff's funny. That's really funny.
You think?
So I'm doing just great. And I have one life to live, and oh my God! See, a lot of my clients when I go into their houses because I sell life insurance, they either got the Bold and the Beautiful or One Life to Live, and I have to go see certain ones so I can stay up with the plot line. That's what I have to do. It's great.
The days of our lives.
Right?
Brian. If you really want to interview celebrities from the soap operas, you ought to go to the Hollywood show. I didn't even want to meet these people from soap operas. They end up meeting them, all kinds of them. I'm like,
that's a great idea, Malcolm.
Well, Malcolm, I've never been to one of those shows, and so far I've interviewed about over 30 soap opera stars.
From
General Hospital, All My Children, One Life to Live, Bold and Beautiful,
Lynn Herring,
Guiding Light.
Hey, Malcolm.
Yeah.
Ryan, Ryan finish.
Let's see, Young and the Restless, and Days of Our Lives.
Young and the Breathless? Is that what you just said? What?
Young and the Restless.
Oh, my.
Wait a minute. That's we can't look at that. I'm sorry. Midget porn. Okay, go.
Wait a second. I got a true. This is Dr. John. I've got a true story. Me and a couple of my clients, we put together a great soap opera. We thought it would be the funniest thing in the world. It was called The Old and the Tired. And it was a comedy. And of course, I played the insurance guy.
And, you know, oh, my God.
It was really terrible.
It's terrible.
About 6 months later, we started to talk about it. And they died on me. Somebody walked in and found them both dead, cardiac arrest in their trailer.
Oh,
it was
my
terrible.
Gosh.
So there went the old and the tired. I still got to revive that. I mean, I still got to put a little bit of CPR and get that thing going. That was going to be fun.
Man.
Okay.
Man,
God,
that's my story.
Old and retired.
Terrible. Right?
Old and retired.
Terrible,
hey, Brian,
Dr. John. That's just terrible.
Brian,
so
terrible.
Yes, man.
Brian, I got to tell you this, man.
I'm better now.
I've met a lot of these. I didn't want to meet these soap opera stars at these holidays.
Great choice for everybody. Old and retired.
I got to tell you, Brian. These are some of the nicest people I've ever met in my life. They're good actors, good actresses, but they're hell of a nice people.
Yeah.
So, I got to say that. So.
All right, Todd, you had something to say, and I missed it. What did you say earlier?
What was you saying, Malcolm?
Brian, stop.
I've met a lot
Brian.
Of actors and actresses that were on soap operas at those Hollywood shows, and they have been some of the nicest people I've ever met in my life. One in particular, Lynn Herring, and Ian.
Yes,
Buchanan,
Lucy Coe. Yes, Lucy Coe.
Yeah.
Who was that one?
Right. Right.
Lynn Herring.
No, after Lynn Herring.
She was down at General Hospital.
Wow, you guys know,
okay.
know everybody.
Yeah, I know
yeah.
you. And you're famous.
Todd, you said something earlier. What did you say?
Oh, I was just saying that I don't know if Malcolm is even tracking what Brian's resume is, who he's had on his show. He's had all kinds of stuff from all over the place and all kinds of
oh,
names.
Yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
I was just saying, I know I got to sit in on one of the – well, tried to call in on one, didn't work there. The other one, he had the Koloff dynasty on there. Man, that was a show.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I remember one time my cousin come over here and he didn't even know I host a show. I told him I host a show and I showed him the poster. He said, "You've had all these people on." He said, "You've interviewed all these people." I said, "Yeah, I've had over 200 something interviews." He said, "Man, that's a world class resume. Jeff Jarrett, Ben Jones, Dukes of Hazzard, Danica McKellar, Wonder Years, and
that's the good old
what's his name? B.B. King's daughter.
He's the guy in the closet.
What was her name? Claudette King. You know, yeah. I've had her on. Katie Bell from American Idol. I've
you
had
know, Don Knotts.
John
Don Knotts. Nichols.
Papa Stroh. Beautiful Bobby Eaton. Tim
Amazing
Horner.
Velvet.
Doug Blanchard. Amazing
Velvet.
Velvet. Chad Douglas.
Oh, God. You had that clown on there.
Yeah,
Brian.
Dr. Bernard, Ian Buchanan. I mean,
all right.
The less
Brian, you had
know.
Dr. John on.
I already named you Dr. John.
Oh, my God.
I named you a few minutes ago, Dr. John.
Okay,
now,
back
come
Bubble
in the,
Gump from, you
know, not,
like Forrest Gump. Shrimp gumbo, shrimp salad,
right.
sandwich.
Malcolm
right.
in the middle. Where's Kyle? Oh my God! See, this is like
hey,
this
Brian,
is exactly what happens on Pop Culture Stars.
Brian, I
yes,
can't see
yes,
this.
Malcolm.
I've heard your broadcast. Right, you sent me that. Downloaded that broadcast you did with Max Gill from Barney Miller, Would You Hoe It?
Yes.
And he was on that Whiz Kids show on CBS and other stuff. Well,
Fish.
I thought that was one of the best interviews you ever did. But what shocked me about your interview when I actually saw you doing the interview, you know, in a video, I couldn't believe how young you were. You know, I got to say this about everybody on this show. If you were to meet us in person, our voices do not match up the way we look in real life. They just don't, especially mine. I mean, I just...
They don't. You're right, Malcolm.
Yay. All right.
But Brian, you do a great interview with anybody you do. Honest to God, I'm going to say
well,
that.
Well, I appreciate that, Malcolm. I appreciate
the
that.
The only reason I mentioned the bathtub thing is it just seems like you do more interviews with people on soap operas.
Okay.
You know, I pass a joke on you.
I think there's a theme here. You want to see Brian in the bathtub on Skype or something. I don't know.
Yeah, add some Mr. Bubbles to the bathtub. Make it like,
right?
You know,
I mean, come on, man.
Okay, next subject, please.
Midget porn.
Real Dave Atwell is here. The real thing?
Oh, my gosh. We have definitely fallen down a rabbit hole on this show. That is a safe word. What are you talking about? Holy cow.
Hey, Malcolm, whatever happened to the autograph magazines that people from David Arquette used to get for the whole crew?
Yeah,
you
right. Where's my David Arquette magazine?
Hey,
yeah.
I'll tell you what. I'll give you his number. You guys can call him up because...
No,
right
you promised us.
I need
a
Malcolm, sure. Tell you about
it. It ain't my fault. I passed the word to him. If it was me, I'd have had him to you guys. When I got those Von Erich, what's his name, Lance Von Erich books, I made sure everybody got those. Even when the labels came with the autographs, I made sure everybody got them. So, like, it ain't, you know, but I'll talk to him again. Because, you know, when you want stuff done, Brian, you don't do it. You don't have somebody else do it for you. You need to do it yourself and get more results done.
Brian, listen here. These guys have been living together for 50 years. If you ain't figured that out yet, then you're dumb as a box of rocks.
Oh, I know that.
Brian, I will tell you this. I've been ordering a lot of Popeye cartoons on Amazon Prime. I will just.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's all great, right. Malcolm. I don't never hear from you no more, Malcolm.
No, because you ain't looking for them, that's why. Anyway.
I'm hiding. I'm in
hiding. We have lost control, y'all. This reminds me of exactly what Pop Culture Stars, this is exactly what happens on their show. Absolutely. Mass chaos.
Yep.
But I love every bit of it. I love every bit of it.
Pop goes the weasel.
Right? And the weasel goes, pop.
Pop. Yeah.
All right. We got about 8 minutes left, guys.
The crow said, LOL.
We got 8 minutes. I'm going to start with this. I'm going to start with Papa Stro. Papa Stro, what do you got going on this week, sir?
All right. Well, In the Room, Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ViewsNation.com. This Thursday, WCW Retro at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ViewsNation.com. And the topic of discussion this Thursday night will be Big Van Vader. So we got a Vader story still, call in. And then Friday night, our sci-fi show, The Stro Zone, at midnight Eastern Standard Time. The feature will be Saw with the Teenage Werewolf, starring Michael Landon. So please tune in.
Nice. Yeah. Very good one. That's a good one.
Love that one.
That's a good one. Susan Green, you got anything going on this week?
Nope, not a thing except getting back and riding my bike some.
All right,
long
cool,
the weather
cool.
Ride.
Yeah. I got good for you, good for you.
Yeah.
We know that Sinister is going to be in a jiu-jitsu fight in Georgia on the 23rd of July.
Fourth.
We're definitely going to come. 24th? You said 24th? That's a Saturday. Okay, cool. All right, so we will be there. Or B Square. I'm sure me, Susan, and a flock of seagulls will be hanging out and going down there. So we'll figure that out.
I ran so far
away. Yes. So, Pop Culture Star guys, Todd, Tim, is it going to be party on like Wayne and Garth on Wednesday night? Always.
Every week.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And it's usually the case, we'll probably decide what we're going to do in the green room and then not
that
do it anyway.
That sounds great. That's right. And not do it anyway, right? We'll just blame Dave. Since Dave didn't show up tonight, we just blame Dave. Nobody tell him, but we'll blame Dave.
Hey, you better not blame Dave. Dave's like Santa Claus.
He's here. He snuck
Dave.
On. Oh, God.
Dave is like Santa.
There goes the neighborhood.
You better not pout. You better not cry. You better not blame Dave, bitch, and I'll tell you why.
Because he's still looking for Kyle. That's why. Anyway.
Is that Rat Boy?
No, that's Dave Atwell.
Rat Boy? No, that's not Rat Boy.
Oh, my God.
Dave
somebody,
Atwell.
Somebody mute Brian. He's a ding-ding. Anyway. Good Lord have mercy.
The one and only Dave Atwell?
Yes. Oh,
well, he's a ghetto favorite.
Right.
Dave Atwell is.
Yeah, right.
He's
got
Dave Atwell.
2.5 minutes. Oh, my God.
Oh,
this is Clown Central. I love it. So Pop Culture Stars, the usual suspect. Susan says she has nothing. We've heard of all of Papa Stroh's rundowns. Dr. John, you got any rundowns for this week?
Yeah, tomorrow night, Scarycast presents American Idol star Isaiah Grass. We are pleased to have him. We're going to have some of his songs. We're going to ask him all about being on American Idol and all about being a huge superstar. Tuesday night,
why
I am
is he
the star of Warner Bill.
Right.
It's just
he
crazy.
Could have been
Tuesday
on pop
night, I'm
stars and not Scarycast. What's up with that? He's not scary.
he's really cool. He's a weird millennial.
I'm taking
on. So he's going to be great.
Okay.
No, he's going to be
all
great.
Right, so be
Tuesday
fun.
Night, I am the featured guest of the Vulnerability Podcast. A bunch of millennials think I'm cool. It's crazy. I should not be cool. But they think I'm cool. And then I'm
know you're not
guessing.
Cool.
I know I'm not cool. But anyway, it's great. So that's what I've got. And I've got something coming on this weekend, and I can't remember what it is, and I'm just proud to be on here with some of the best. Y'all are the only friends I got now. I'm gonna tell you that. Y'all are the absolute best.
Oh
and
God!
On,
all y'all
and we all have.
Hey, everybody said we're all his friends. Y'all go hide. Everybody hide.
Shut up.
Anyway.
Shut up. We got 2 minutes, 50 seconds.
God.
Dr. John,
Dr. John is bringing me a guest next week for pro wrestling interviews. We'll figure that out this week.
Yes, that's going to be
9 p.m.
Yeah, that's going to be a member of the Cauliflower Alley Club. More on that. We'll be getting some publicity at great guy. It's Sean Papa Stroh. You know Sean. It's going to be great. So he's going to be on next week.
Oh, Sean, yeah. He's a cool guy, man.
Yeah, not Kyle.
Yes,
Sean. Okay.
Okay, Amazing Velvet.
It'll be all right, Brian. You'll find him one day. I'm sorry. You'll catch up one day. So the rabbit hole, we're going to close real quickly and leave the lid on it and leave Dave down in the hole. Sorry, Dave. You came in late. I'm sure you'll get me back on Wednesday, which is fine.
Ain't worse off in a hole.
Listen, you've been in a hole with Velvet. I have beads hanging in mine, honey. So anyway,
90 seconds. The British lady.
90 seconds. Todd, and Tim and Dave. Thank y'all for being here and having a good time with us. And Dave, you missed it. I'm gonna be wearing a sundress to show my shoulders, and a little tape to bring up my bosoms. So you know, all that.
Hey,
so and my big hat.
Don't forget the lip. The world famous
ninja porn. Goodbye.
Hey,
I love
goodbye. All right, here we go. I love it. I love everybody. Y'all have a great
love
week.
You guys.
We'll see y'all.
Love y'all.
Monday,
yeah.
Wednesday, Thursday, and
love
Sunday.
Y'all.
How's that?
Happy
all right.
Days.
Tuesday, Wednesday.
Hey, Velvet. Hopefully, I'll see you Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll see you Saturday. I know that.
You'll see all of them.
Turning control of the television set over to Dr. John, WLSC, David FM, Lewis, Banana Jack Murphy. Thanks for having us on. We'll see you next time. Actually, come by Wednesday night. Pop Culture Stars on the internet. We'll see you next week. Pro Wrestling
Later.
Bye, Velvet.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Brian, find Kyle for us.
Love being on the show.